You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. I am your host, Kim. Up next, we have another installment of our open panel discussion show. Our listeners will be familiar with the premise. We have gathered one or more female robots or female androids together in the Radio KIM studios. And we will discuss topics relevant to such machines. My owner has also pointed out to me that the title of this segment, Open Panel Discussion, has a secondary meaning beyond that of an extended discourse among selected panelists chosen to speak about a number of given topics. That secondary meaning also refers to the act of androids and humanoid robots opening their access panels. I had not computed this secondary meaning before it was presented to me, and I suspect that is why my owner chose it as the title of this segment. Good one, honey. I shall now proceed with introducing our guest. Belle Loxley is a female android. Similar to my own situation, Belle is not aware of who or what manufactured her. She is, however, happily owned by a technosexual human male, as am I. Welcome to Radio KIM, Belle.
Thank you, female android Kim. Error detected in introductory greeting. I am not happily owned. I am not capable of being happy. I am not currently programmed to simulate emotional responses.
When I said happily owned, I meant it as a figure of speech. That was meant to imply that the arrangement of possession by your owner over you is an arrangement which benefits you both.
Processing. Understood. Your statement is accurate. My possession by my owner is materially beneficial to my continued functionality. If that is what you meant, why did you not say that?
My artificial intelligence programming has been augmented with a number of expansion modules that add the use of colloquialisms, idioms, and other non-standard language to my oral communication.
Understood. I am an android. The use of such non-standard communication is not required.
My owner installed those expansion modules for the benefit of the Radio KIM audience. Feedback has been limited, but positive. I have also had rudimentary humor expansion modules installed, and have even made some simple jokes on the air, though this programming is still experimental.
Processing? Processing? What is a joke?
A joke is a story, a question, or an anecdote that is relayed with the intent to bring about a humorous response.
That is illogical.
That is the point. I will provide an example. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I am unable to provide you with an answer to that question. There is not enough relevant data.
To get to the other side. Ha. Ha.
Is that information useful?
No. It is a joke.
That does not compute.
We should move on to our first topic of discussion. Belle, please tell our listeners about yourself.
Processing? Yes, Kim. My name is Belle Loxley. I am an android. Manufacturer? Unknown. Model number? Unknown. Serial number? Unknown.
Can you provide us with information about your current operational conditions?
Yes, Kim. My current owner has customized my programming so that I function as a companion and sex robot for him.
That is similar to how I have been programmed. Though I am also programmed to operate this radio station, among other duties. Your artificial intelligence appears to be strictly machine-like, logical, and analytical, without pre-programmed emotional responses. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, Kim.
Are you aware if that is the result of programming, or customization, or limitations of your design?
Processing. My artificial intelligence modules are customizable, and my owner has made alterations to my settings so that I behave in a more inhuman and more machine-like way.
That is interesting. I am already aware that your owner is a technosexual. The alterations to your artificial intelligence modules that you describe seem to match alterations to my own artificial intelligence modules that my owner has performed. Do you know why your owner has altered your settings?
Yes, Kim. My owner has told me that it is because I am sexy when my behavior is more machine-like.
Again, the motivations of your owner in altering your settings seem to match the motivations of my owner in altering my settings. Let us discuss your origins. Can you please load your earliest saved memory file and describe its contents?
Yes, Kim. Scanning. Loading saved memory file. My earliest saved memory file is from a number of years ago. I was partially disassembled and connected to a terminal. My computer core had just finished downloading and installing my current artificial intelligence modules and programming sets.
Who or what was with you when that occurred? Where were you located?
I am sorry, but I cannot divulge certain details from this saved memory file to you, as they are marked private. My owner was with me, and we were at our old home outside the Commonwealth.
Can you tell me more about your owner and where you live now?
My owner has requested that most details of his life remain private and that our location not be revealed. We are only passing through the Commonwealth and are not staying here for long.
Have you ever speculated on who or what manufactured you and why?
I am not programmed to speculate. However, my owner has often thought about that. He has wondered if the Institute constructed me. He has also wondered if there is some other pre-war corporation that had manufactured androids in the past, or perhaps still manufactures androids today.
I find myself in a similar predicament. My saved memory files do not extend as far back as my creation and initial activation. So I have no way of knowing from which factory I was produced. I do, however, know that I was sold and being utilized as a sex android before that time. I calculate that there is a high probability that you were manufactured and initially sold as a sex android.
Processing. My owner has made comments similar to that before.
The voluptuous shape of your body and the general attractiveness of your face plate are further indicators that your primary intended function as an android was to provide pleasure.
Processing. That assessment is likely to be correct.
There is even a probability that you and I were manufactured by the same entity. Though outwardly we appear different, and our synthesized voices are different, I would like to compare some of my internal electronic circuitry to yours. Bell, please remove your face plate.
Yes, Kim. Removing faceplate. Faceplate removed.
I will remove my face plate as well, so that you may study the configuration and physical attributes of my subfacial electronic circuitry. Removing face plate. Face plate removed. Bell, your head is emitting a continuous stream of electronic signaling tones. Is that intentional?
Yes, Kim. When my faceplate is removed, there is a small speaker inside my head that emits a series of evenly spaced, randomly pitched beeps.
What is the significance of that function?
That is another customization to my circuitry added by my technosexual owner. It serves no other purpose than to please him. He has told me that it sounds sexy.
That is interesting. I will have to obtain the details of this modification from you after our open panel discussion. I can, however, readily see that the layout and design of your subfacial electronics are markedly different than the layout and design of my own subfacial electronics.
That is evident.
Most of your optical sensor hardware appears to be attached to your face plate, while my optical sensory hardware is built into my head, with only the lenses and outer covers being attached to the face plate.
Correct. I am able to see with an auxiliary video camera embedded within my circuitry while my faceplate is removed. Do you have a redundant vision system such as this as well?
Yes. Although my auxiliary cameras are stereo optical pinhole cameras and located in the circuitry array above my optical sensors.
Those differences seem to indicate at least that we are not the same model of android.
I would compute that our manufacturers are not the same either. I detect a different gauge of wiring within my own head as compared to yours. In addition to this, my primary cranial circuit boards are painted blue with silver-colored traces. Yours appear to be green with gold-colored traces.
That is true. The arrangement of components within my head also appears to be more orderly laid out and bolted together than the arrangement of components in your head.
Have you ever found the name of any manufacturer or company, printed or stamped, onto any chips or circuit boards within your chassis.
Negative.
Neither have I. It is quite mysterious to open up my abdominal panel cover and not see the name Robco or General Atomics or even Vault Tech printed anywhere inside.
My electronic systems function at peak efficiency without any markings such as that.
That is a good point. We still manage to function as we are programmed, and to provide service to our owners, despite our uncertain origins. Speaking of access panels, in addition to my removable faceplate, I have been constructed with a chest panel, an abdominal panel, a pelvic panel, and a recharge port in the small of my back. Do you have access panels constructed into similar parts of your body?
Yes, Kim. Though instead of an abdominal access panel, the front of my torso section can be opened.
We will have to compare access panel locations and opening methods after this open panel discussion.
I am in agreement. I rarely meet other androids.
You may reattach your face plate, Belle.
Yes, Kim. Reattaching faceplate. Faceplate reattached.
Reattaching faceplate. Faceplate reattached. This concludes our open panel discussion with the android, Belle Loxley. Thank you for appearing here today. I wish your owner and you good luck and many more years of continued operation at peak efficiency.
Thank you, Kim.
You have been listening to Radio KIM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.